Praise the Lord. Amen. And praise you, God, first of all. Then second thing is, thank you for here, Bangalore Church, and pastor and the team, everybody, and missionaries, pastors and believers. I trust you, God. I believe everybody is fine. Praise the Lord. Okay. So whenever we meet in the church, we are praying for the all over around the Greater Grace Churches. So as a church and some families, praying for all the churches and around the world. Amen. So please pray for us in the Bagarpet ministry. Because of we are traveling to have the Sunday worships, please. If we are getting every 3 months, owner is changing the places. Because of we should not worship. They are believing like this is a, you are converting the people. Just like every 3 months or 4 months, they'll be getting something different in their mind. So even though we are giving rent, they are not agreeing. So I'm believing God for that. Amen. So please pray for our family in Ballari, Sophia family. They want to shift here to Bangalore, actually. They are praying for shift next year. So they wanted to have the fellowship here. So they wanted to shift here from Ballari to the Bangalore, not to Bangarpet, our home. So Bangalore, actually. So one of the prayer requests is that. So after next year, my second daughter also, she is coming after the finishing the nursing course from there to Bangalore. So I'm not shifting from Bangarpet to Bangalore. So I'll be there. So I'm not following my family. I'm following Jesus Christ. So they are telling to me like this, we are going to shift here like this. So I told them to, you can pray and how God leads them. So, amen. Okay. Just we are opening the Bible, the book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 35. The book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 35 was, in everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help that weak, and remember that words of Lord Jesus that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So Paul was saying here to the believers and the church. So one word is remembering. But he was not with the Jesus Christ. After Jesus Christ rose again and he has ascended to heaven, after that he only saved. But he is saying, I remember the Jesus Christ was said to me. This is a different thing. When I am reading the Bible. So I went my mind. He was not apostle of 12. So how he is saying these words? So this is amazing words. So I read all the Gospels. Because of, I may be confused, is Paul was there or not? In the apostle of 12 apostles. He is not 12 apostles, but apostle after Jesus ascending to heaven. So, but Paul is saying, he's saying correctly. Remember the Lord Jesus himself has said. That means he heard the voice of God. And he's saying, Jesus was said to Peter, I heard. He's not saying, he's not saying, I heard from the apostles. I heard from the Andrea. I heard John. He's not saying like that. But he heard the gospel from the disciple of Jesus Christ and apostles. But after that he learned, and after that he is saying, Jesus, Lord Jesus was said to me this word. The particular he is saying, so interesting thing is, he received from God that word directly. So what he is saying, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So we will concentrate this word, that is a giving. What he is saying, giving, he is saying it is not blessing to receive, it is more blessing, that is a giving. See, we have two things, receiving and giving. So one pastor has said like this, God has given not three hands but two hands. One is to receive, one is to give. So somebody has only one hand, that is to receive, not to give. So we can call they are handicapped. Even though they are having hand, but they are handicapped. Because of always we are looking in ourselves. When we give to God, we are losing. No, in that time we are losing correctly. But Bible says about when you are losing, that is a more blessing than to receive. Actually, in hand, in money, when we are to dedicate to give God, we are losing that money actually, physically. So God is saying that is a more blessing. You don't know about to enjoy to give. Somebody we are giving to sad. That is Apostle Paul was saying about the Church of Corinthians. Giving is, when you are giving, you have to enjoy in the giving. So many people we are giving to not to enjoying in giving. So many people are preaching the gospel, not to enjoying in the preaching the gospel outside. So many people are going to visit the people, not to enjoying. So that is, they are fixing the programs. Oh, this is the time I have to go, not to enjoy. So this is what Paul was saying. When we are giving, that is more blessing. That is a more blessing if we are enjoying. When we enjoy, no? We are receiving blessing from God, in that time only we are enjoying. No? This is a losing. When we are losing, if we are enjoying in that is a different thing in from God in our hearts. So last month, our church people has gathered one day in the Sunday. They have told to me, Pastor, we will collect all the offering, small offering. So for Christmas, for one missionary, we will give the church. I asked them, which church we should give? Our church is there, no Greater Grace Church in Bangalore. We will give them. So I got really excited. Even I am not having that kind of heart, how can I receive it? So sometimes God is teaching from believers to me, to us. So I told, I am not hindering to you. I am also coming to gather to you with your group. So they have told, so we are not going to this Christmas to celebrate in our without giving. So they found, anyway they found, I'm very happy. So I started to reading all the giving, which is the from Bible to Genesis to Revelation, which are the words. I started to open my actually mobile in the Bible. So my son has told, first of all, Bible written in the page, not in mobile. Oh, okay. So don't compare all the words where it is coming in the Bible, no? like group of the these things. So which verse is matching this verse? So if we are reading like this from the Bible, matching words, we will lose some words of God in middle of in that. So when we are reading from Genesis to Revelation, then Genesis to Revelation, we are not missing any words in the Bible. Actually, giving from the Genesis to Revelation, all the topics are there. So one of the book I read, so for money, written for the money in the Bible, 5,400 times. Only first thing is written about the words, Bible, God, then money. That means that is a more important in our pockets, in our giving, all our incomes. That is a more important God has given to money. Not to enjoy ourselves, to give, giving. Giving is enjoyment. So Paul is saying to church, you have to give to God. That is a more blessing. That is a very good secret. Then about we are thinking only money. So I thought not only money, to give to anything to anybody in the church. So if we are giving the time also, that is also giving. If we are fixing our time, so 1 hour I am giving to the church, after 1 hour I can make my time. So God has given 24 hours to us. So that is a tithe. If we are counting, how many hours it is coming? 2 hours. Every day 2 hours. Every day 2 hours. Not to 2 hours to pray and about the reading the Bible. To giving the church. 2 hours. Every day 2 hours. That means we have to give tithe in the time. We are counting the time in the time. So half an hour I can spend in the church. Some people we may be having the after service. Oh, it is time is over. My time is another time to go. All these things are so countable to we are giving or not. So we are actually calculating to God to give anything, a time or anything, love and gospel and everything. So giving is not only money. So when we are giving ourselves to first to God, everything, all second thing is coming, anything, our money, our time, our love and things and everything. I have read one article that is from the Billy Graham. So that pastor has write like this. Giving is not losing. Actually, giving is actually we are committing everything to God's hand. That is security more than bank. More than bank. Actually, we are investing the money. This is in this world, that is not security. Actually, we are investing everything to hands of God. That is 100% security. He has write like this. I got surprised. Oh, this is an amazing story. Everything to giving only. Giving time to God, giving time to everything and praying and reading the Bible and preaching the gospel and singing and worshiping. We are fixing the time. If God is fixing time to us, what will happen in our life? We are fixing to God to time, to give to time. That is also we are fixing to God. Everything, if we are committing to give to God, and then God is going to add it in everything in our life. That is a beautiful. God bless this portion.
Okay, if you have one hand, you can stand up. What's that? I like to just stand for a few minutes, couple of seconds, just greet your neighbor, say a word or two. So Pastor Paul requested on the 30th of December, they're going out into some kind of a hill station resort, Kolar gold fields, and they wanted someone to come and preach there in the morning. So if you're available to be on that day there, if you are a prophet, please come to me. We can work it out. So let's believe God that somebody can go there on that day. Father, thank you for that word. And the Apostle Paul, in that verse, he demonstrated something. Lord, we just ask you to help us understand that, what it means. Just thank you for Pastor Paul's life, his family, the ministry there. And those that will relocate from Bellary, we pray for an open door for their lives. Thank you for the fact that our families are hid in the body. They're covered. Thank you for the kids up in the classroom that are being instructed, and the word is being formed in them. We pray, Lord, pray for Pastor Benny today, his family. Lord, just be with him, just carry his burdens, Lord, we pray. Yes, Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Very. One of the things that God wants us to reckon on is what it means for the believer to understand grace from a transitional viewpoint. We have saving grace. We have the God of all grace in 1 Peter 5:10. Then we have the stewardship of grace in 1 Peter 4:10. And the God of all grace that saved us by his grace in Ephesians 2, 4, 6 and 8 has given us the stewardship of grace. To be able to minister this grace to one another. Therefore, it is very important for us to recognize that as a part of God's sanctificational process, transitions are very necessary in the plan in order to bring any measure of transformation in our lives. Dr. Stevens calls our testings momentum tests, or he says they are faith rest drills. What is it? Sometimes we do our exercises when we are sleeping on our bed. Faith rest drills. No, a lot of calories are burnt out, no? God is teaching the believer something. And I'll give you an example, and I'll end here with, because if I want to continue this, we'll set a premise. Many times we want to be transformed, but we don't want transitions in our lives. We don't welcome transitions that would lead to transformation. Because we seemingly get the idea that these transitions in our lives will hinder our growth, when actually they will enhance our capacity for God. Okay? Let's pause there for a second. What is it? Many times we are of the impression that the seeming transitions that God allows in our lives may hinder us in our call of obedience. So we do not allow God to give us, or we do not receive transitional grace or grace for the situation, situational grace. Because we are of the opinion that these transitions hinder us rather than enlarging our capacity. It's very important for us to discern what is a hindrance that comes from the devil. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18 and 19, I wanted to come to you more than once, O Thessalonians, but the devil hindered, Satan hindered me. Galatians 5:7, you were running well. Who hindered you? There is a hindering strategy that comes from the enemy, the devil. But this hindering strategy that comes from the devil is also permitted by God. So the believer will know how to receive grace to overcome, so that he would go from a place of transition into a place of transformation. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 13, the Apostle Paul is communicating what he was like prior to his conversion in relationship to the body of Christ. Therefore, he says in 1:13 of 1 Timothy, I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent aggressor. I was these three things. And then he goes on to speak about the fact that he did all these things in ignorance. But he says this beautiful statement in 1 Timothy 1:14, but the grace of God was more than abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. What does he say? The grace of God was more abundant through the faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. He has come to realize that even though he was these things in relationship to his prior, I wanted to say existence, you will think I'm speaking about reincarnation, his former manner of life in Judaism as one that was very hostile to the church, he was willing, in spite of those things, in the light of his conversion, to set those things apart. We must allow the grace of God to annul many things in our lives prior to our conversion that interfere with the workings of God in the new creation. In human relationships, most of the conversations that result in conflict is the result of digging up something that relates to a life wherein which is not filtered through the grace of God. And I want to close with this. So he says here, and I want to look at 1 Timothy 1:16 and 2 Timothy 1:13. And I want you to consider this word, hupotuposis. Now the word tupos means a mark. But the word hupotuposis means, the word hupo means that you come under, and it means that there is something of an outline or a sketch that has been left behind. What is it? There is something of an outline and a sketch that has been left behind. So what is it that is being said here in 1 Timothy 1:16? Okay. He is not afraid to communicate who he was formerly in 1:13. The grace of God is much more abundant. And he's saying he's not afraid to call himself as the foremost of sinners. Usually when people come and they communicate, they give their testimony about what has been accomplished. First 15 minutes is what they have done. The last 5 minutes is what Christ has done. Now listen to this. Yet, for this reason, I found mercy. What is it that he found mercy for? So that it introduces a purpose clause. In me, as the foremost. Now he is the foremost of sinners in verse 15. But he's saying, as the foremost in me, Jesus Christ might. Pastor Paul used that word to demonstrate in Acts 20:35. It is the word. Paul was demonstrating something as he was working with his hand. In that case, there's a word in Acts 20:35 which is hupodikinomai, to demonstrate from under something. But here it is not hupo, demo, it is just a demonstration that Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as a hupotuposis, as a type or an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life. What is he saying? That find my former manner of life in Judaism, even though I was pursuing it in Galatians chapter 1, 13, 14, 15, even though I was ahead of my contemporaries, even though I have my autobiography written in Philippians 3, 1 to 8, there is something that God is doing in my life as a believer, that in him, there is something that God is putting out in the open. His patience as a what? An example for those who would believe on him in eternal life. The believer must be willing to allow God to open him up to transitions in his life so that he would be in this place of being a recipient of grace in these transitions, so that through those transitions there would be a demonstration of God's character which would be beneficial to those people that would believe. Think about it. What did I say previously? These seeming transitions in my perception would be considered to be a hindrance. In God's plan, it is an opportunity to demonstrate his patience. This word, hupotuposis, is to be in a place where God is working out a sketch or an outline in my life for others to see. The manner in which it is taking place may not be pleasing to the eye, nevertheless it is working in a believer a unique capacity. The very thing that I think is going to hinder, the same very thing that I think is going to hinder, is opening up in the person a capacity, and this opening up of the capacity in that person is for others to see. So they said, this person that was persecuting the early church is now also come here to preach the gospel. God used the Apostle Paul to demonstrate something, his perfect patience within. Now the one that was the persecutor of the church is now being persecuted by all those that are opposing the gospel. Okay, go over to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and close there. Paul is writing, he's giving his own testimony in this sense. In 2 Timothy, he is actually speaking about our calling was from all eternity. God called us by his purpose and grace in 2 Timothy 1:9. Now he goes from being a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor in 1:13. What does he say? For which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. Wait a minute, Paul. How did you make that shift? How do you make that shift from being a blasphemer, persecutor, and an aggressor? How did you make that shift to being appointed a preacher, an apostle, and how did you make that shift? I went to a human behavior course. Okay. Verse 13. He's telling Timothy this. Hold fast the form of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. What did he say in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16? The grace of 1:14. The grace of God was much more abundant with faith and love are to be found in Christ. I don't find that anywhere else. In Galatians 5, he says, there is a faith that works because of love. This provision of receiving transitional grace does not come from any other source apart from my faith and love which is in Christ. If we seek for the counsel of men, the counsel of men will counsel us based upon their life of self-preservation. They will counsel us based upon the degree of difficulty. They will counsel us based upon past experiences. They will counsel us based on speculation, evaluation, based upon sight, observation. They can't counsel us based upon faith and love that is in Christ. So I want to end here with this verse because I think it's important. Retain the hypotuposis of sound words, healthy words, which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Paul had to be brought to a place where he allowed grace to work in his life in for his transitions in order for doctrine to be resident in him. That means what? He had to make a decision that he is not going to in any way allow the past to interfere with his calling. You understand that? The mystery of the church was given to him to communicate in Ephesians 3, 1 to 11. And he says very clearly, this grace was given to me to preach unto the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of what? Grace. The unfathomable. When the Apostle Paul comprehended it, he was radically and totally transformed as an individual. Therefore, the transitions that he experienced in his life as a believer, he said in the book of Philippians in the first chapter, is for the furtherance of the gospel. What is it? It's for the furtherance of the gospel. I mean, you and I, if we lose our perspective as believers, we will look at situations in our lives from the perspective of our relationship with God. And we will think, oh my God, am I walking in the light or not? Am I doing this or not? The Apostle Paul, he was not examining himself in that manner. You examine yourself in 2 Corinthians 13:5. to see whether they are in the faith, correct? You are looking to see if you are walking in the light in 1 John 1:7. But this has nothing to do with those things. This has to do with receiving grace in transitions so that there would be a transformation in the life of a person. And this transformation is a demonstration towards others that will believe on Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Instead of being preoccupied with God working out the plan in my life, I must be preoccupied with God working in me. Many times we want God to draw out a plan for our lives, which is nothing wrong, but we don't want God to draw a plan in me. What is that plan? Eupotuposis. He is going to sketch something inside of me, which sketching will be visible, a visible demonstration to the other people that will believe unto eternal life. So in closing, what is he's writing to Timothy. So what is he saying here? Timothy, I want you to hold fast the eupotuposis. Of what kind of word? What kind of word? Sound words which you heard. That word is a preposition, P-A-R-A, alongside me. Saying, Timothy, if you will receive my doctrine, then you will also be in a place where you will have that sketch or an outline formed inside of you. Timothy allowed God to do that in Philippians 2:20. He had a soul that was like-minded like the apostle. What? Paul. He had a soul that was like-minded like the Apostle Paul. And therefore, when the believer understands this in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, and James chapter 4, verse 6, even though it says God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble, it also says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. What is that mighty hand of God? What it means to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God? And it means that there are times where the believer is brought under a yoke. He's brought under a yoke or a burden. This yoke or a burden is necessary for the believer to go through in his life so that grace would be available to him in his transition, to bring him from a place of self-exaltation or self-preservation to a place where he is completely and totally under the dominion of God's headship in his life. It has nothing to do with the believer living in sin. It has all to do with the believer decreasing in himself and increasing in God. And therefore the transitions that God will allow in our lives are necessary for us to develop capacity. We might think that they are actually hindrances in relationship to our calling. Actually, God is opening up opportunities for faith. And that's why he said in the first part, in 1:16 of 1 Timothy, that in me first, foremost of all, God is going to demonstrate his perfect patience. For that patience to be developed in the Apostle Paul, God has to take him through transitions. And as God takes him through transition, God works in his life an outline which will be visible for the others to see. So he can talk to the churches when he's in prison, and he can talk to the Philippians from prison, and he can say, you know what? God will supply all your need. I am content in whatever situation I am in. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Where is the Apostle Paul receiving such assurance from? He's receiving assurance from the grace, from the faith, and the love that is in Christ Jesus. As grace becomes available to him in the transitional sense, faith and love become demonstrated through the grace that is being received. And they see in the apostles something that God has sketched on the inside, which is now a visible demonstration in the kingdom. And he's telling Timothy, Timothy, hold fast these things. The word echo is to hold. Hold fast the pattern. Same word, only used twice. 1 Timothy 1:16, 2 Timothy 1:13. Huper, tupos. Hold fast that pattern of sound words which you heard in me. Which you heard in me. When Paul communicated, I'm closing, he did not only communicate his word only, he also communicated his life. Remember that. When Paul communicated, he did not communicate his word only, he communicated. When Jesus communicated to us the word, he didn't only communicate his word, he also communicated to us his. These words that are communicated to us, when we hold fast to it, they take on life on the inside, and grace becomes available to us in our transitions, so that this life will be made manifested. So Paul went from being a violent aggressor, a persecutor, and a blasphemer of the church to be a place where he was appointed a apostle and a preacher and a teacher to the Gentiles. So he didn't just go there with credentials like I got my MBCNS degree or something. You know, like, yeah, we can all have our degrees, but the question is, have we allowed the degrees to work inside here? That's a whole different subject altogether. And I love this, and I love this principle here, because this is what separates the professors from the possessors. No condemnation. This is what separates the professors from the possessors. The professors can only talk about it. The possessors have this life in them. And there is something, the hupotuposis, that God has worked in them. And this hupotuposis that God has worked in them in 1 Timothy 1:16 is now available to the others, like 1 Timothy 1:13. And Paul is saying, hold fast to these things, because this is something that is not, this is something that is not form, only form of godliness, but this is something that is power, that is power that is there. It is substance given to us in our lives. Father, we thank you for this portion. When you said the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This word was emanating from you who is life. Yeah, and we are nourished up in the words of faith. We thank you for that. You told the Galatian church, to the Apostle Paul, who might travail in birth until Christ be formed in you. And thank you, God, that we don't have to pretend to be who we are not. We don't have to make vows to each other. Because it is convenient. But you allowed that form, that hupotuposis, to have its sketch made in us, so that when the time comes, there is a demonstration because of faith and love that is in Christ. And we can rest in it, because grace is made available to us at that time. Help us to understand these things in our lives, in our callings, in our families, in our marriages, in our personal relationships, so that we would not be people that would be sifted or removed out of the way, because we have something inside of us that has been stored by the Holy Spirit. So bless each one tonight. We thank you for this evening, each one that came, the worship, the presence in this, your presence in this place. Strengthen and quicken us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.